It was on a Thursday morning, all in the month of May. The wind, it blew northwest o'er the hills and far away. And William came a-courting his true love for to see. He said, come let us walk, for I would talk with thee. Oh, Polly, pretty Polly, my own true love, says he. Won't you give your consent and be married to me? Oh, William, dear William, I know that you love me. But I am too young to be married to thee. You are young, you are handsome, you're loving and divine. Your heart, it is another, so it never can be mine. Then he took her by the hand, just as white as any snow. And over the hills and the valleys they did go. Then he led her a little farther, 'twas then that she did sigh. Her grave already dug, and the spade standing by. She threw her arms around his neck, saying, I am in no fear. Oh, how can you kill a poor girl that loves you so dear? He pulled out his knife, and the blood began to flow. Then into her grave her dead body he did throw. Saying she was once the fairest damsel that ever the sun shone on. I once could enjoy her beauty, but now the fair maid's gone. Then he stood beside her grave, and fast his tears did flow. Crying, Polly, pretty Polly, oh, whither shall I go? He picked up the knife, plunged it into his breast, saying, farewell, pretty Polly, 'tis here I too will rest. Now this is a warning unto the damsels fair. Off to ardent lovers, I pray you to beware. For the north wind or south wind, whichever doth blow, there's nothing but the songbirds to lament poor Polly's woe.